It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Clay Masters. Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds says she and Governor Branstad did not know about six former state workers who say they were fired for political reasons, given secret payments by the state, and asked to sign a confidentiality agreement to keep it quiet. She says they learned about it when the Des Moines Register published its investigative report this last Sunday. The governor is away on vacation this week. He's in Arizona. His administration has created a work group to investigate the matter behind closed doors. That's given Branstad's likely opponent, Democratic Senator Jack Hatch, for governor, plenty of ammunition. Here he is yesterday meeting with reporters.
Well, when the Des Moines Register has an investigation and has clear evidence of hush money being paid to fired workers to keep them quiet, we shouldn't be talking to legislators. We need to be talking to the governor. The governor was on vacation, and I'm not criticizing him for being on vacation. Believe me, if I'm elected, I plan on taking a vacation a day or two. But what we are concerned about is that he's been so quiet.
That's Senator Jack Hatch, a Des Moines Democrat who's also running for governor. With me this morning, not to talk about the politics of this, but rather the investigation, is the Des Moines Register investigative reporter who wrote it, Jason Clayworth. Good morning.
Good morning, Clay.
So what did your readers and apparently the governor learn when they read your initial report?
Well, they learned that the state of Iowa, since the governor took office, settled three different grievance complaints from former employees, most of whom say that they lost their jobs because of their ties with Democrats and Democratic administrations.
These are employees that are normally safe from the cleaning of the house that usually tends to happen when a governor takes over. What sets them apart?
This is a little bit different than these are not at-will employees or folks that are direct appointees of Governor Branstad. These are merit-based employees. And generally speaking, merit-based employees have protections under Iowa law that gives them what they call bumping rights. Basically, your longevity in the job is part of how the law determines if you get to stay or you have to go in terms of reorganizations. What also makes these different is that they were done in what many are calling a cloud of secrecy. First of all, most settlement agreements, almost all, that the state makes goes before what is called the Iowa Appeal Board. These did not go that route. That's very rare. Also, four of these six settlements had what is known as a confidentiality clause, some of them written very strictly, forbidding the recipient from speaking at all about the settlement. The other two individuals that did not sign settlements with confidentiality clauses did tell us that they were asked to. One individual that signed it with the clause said that she was paid $5,000 more for her willingness to sign the settlement that had the confidentiality terms in it.
So what tipped you off to start this investigative reporting?
Earlier this year, in January, the Des Moines Register published an article in regard to some rulemaking changes that resulted in several hundred state employees' job being reclassified. And what the contention from some of the unions and some of the individuals that this affected is that they no longer had job protections that they had in the past. As a result of that, our paper received numerous calls from people who made various allegations, and some of them were from individuals who told myself that they had signed secret settlement agreements. And upon speaking with them further, they were correct in that these settlements did not go before the regular public process, made a records request from my conversations with them, and obtained all six settlements.
And now the Branstad administration is launching a work group to investigate these secret settlements with former state employees behind closed doors. Is this a normal kind of protocol that you'd expect in an issue like this?
I think that perhaps the terminology that Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds used to describe this group may be unfortunate from where she stands. She called it a work group, and that gives people the perception that that is some sort of a public review, when in fact, I think a better term for what the administration is doing is just an internal review. And so they've used work groups in the past to review such issues as sex offenders and care centers. And that also caught some negative attention because those were not open to the public. We've talked with various records advocates that suggest, we'll just flatly say, that it would be to Governor Branstad's benefit, at least politically, to open these reviews up so that the public can see how potential decisions, upcoming decisions in this matter are made. And so, of course, Governor Branstad will be returned this coming week. We will see what he has to say and what the next steps from the administration in this ordeal is.
All right. Jason Clayworth, thanks so much.
Thank you.
That's Des Moines Register reporter Jason Clayworth. His investigative reporting uncovered that since the governor took office, more than $280,000 were paid to employees whose jobs were eliminated so they'd keep quiet. The ex-staffers say it's because of politics.